Identifying and managing hazards, a risk assessment checklist for large manufacturing facilities.
If none of your workers has ever suffered injuries, you may be wondering whether they'll always remain safe, or whether danger lurks nearby, waiting to pounce on them. With a large manufacturing facility like yours, the latter is a possibility. Large facilities face numerous hazards that can lead to severe worker injuries. You need to identify and manage these hazards through a risk assessment to ensure your workers are safe. A risk assessment checklist is a powerful tool whose primary purpose is to help you evaluate potential risks and ways to manage them. With a risk assessment checklist, your workers will be able to identify hazards, enabling them to minimize incidents that lead to injuries. Become more productive with less risk of accidents causing downtime. Feel empowered as they take responsibility for their safety, which increases their job satisfaction. Elements of a risk assessment checklist. A risk assessment checklist consists of a series of questions or steps that guide the user through specific situations at the workplace to help them identify and manage risks. The checklist consists of these steps: identifying potential hazards, evaluating the risk posed by the hazards, identifying strategies to eliminate or reduce risks, recording and communicating the findings, monitoring and reviewing risk control strategies. Such a checklist can be manual, on paper, or digitized. Manual risk assessment checklists include filling in paper forms, which are time-consuming and prone to human error, and can lead to confusion. The result is that your workers end up doing their work without putting safety first. If your team is still using manual forms or relying on Excel work instructions and old software, you may have noticed that these methods aren't reliable, especially when dealing with large volumes of data. A digitized risk assessment checklist is a convenient and fast way of identifying and managing hazards at your large facility. Fat Finger Digital Risk Assessment Solution is a digital procedures software, or a digitized clipboard, that enables your frontline workers to build no-code, drag-and-drop, mobile checklists in seconds. Using the app, they can create digital forms or checklists on safety, maintenance, and operations. They'll do this by digitizing all their standard operating procedures with the help of step-by-step instructions. The checklists have a user-friendly interface and work offline on desktops, laptops, iPads, Android, and Apple devices. By using the Fat Finger Digital Risk Assessment Solution, your frontline workers can now create workflow automation that keeps content at their fingertips, letting them capture evidence while working to prove they've done their work safely. With that in mind, let's now go through the risk assessment steps in detail. Step 1. Identifying potential hazards. Potential hazards are identified by collecting information about workers' routines, their environment, tools, and equipment they use. Before learning how to identify the hazards, understand the hazard types that your workers might encounter. Biological hazards, they include bacteria, viruses, rodents, and venom from spiders and snakes. Health conditions they cause include influenza, hantavirus, and muscular paralysis. Chemical hazards, corrosives, carcinogens, and flammables are examples. They cause health issues, which include respiratory and dermatological problems. Machinery hazards, such as sharp or moving equipment. They cause hair entanglement, stabbing, shearing of skin, and severing of body parts. Physical hazards, wet surfaces, loose cables, and poor lighting are examples. They cause slips, trips, and falls. There are various ways to identify these hazards using available sources at your workplace. Input from workers. Your workers can input verbally or through surveys. They're familiar with the workplace and know the hazards they encounter every day. Self-inspection. Go around the facility inspecting production equipment, storage facilities, and various materials for any abnormality. Records of previous injuries. Go through past injuries and near-miss injury records and identify hazards that caused injuries because they may happen again. Equipment and machinery manuals. Manufacturers often indicate in their manuals how their equipment can become a hazard if mishandled. We highly recommend this digital solution for anyone looking for an easy way to identify job hazards with minimal effort. Johnson Martin, Safety Manager. After successfully identifying the hazards, the next step is to evaluate their level of risk. Step 2, conducting a risk evaluation to determine the risk level. Risk evaluation involves determining the level of risk level by considering how severe potential injuries could become and their probability of occurrence. Severity refers to the degree of injury your employees could suffer or the level of damage your equipment can obtain from a hazard. It's caused by system breakdown, human flaws, or deficiencies in procedures. The level of severity can be catastrophic, caused by procedures that cause death or significant damage to your systems, requiring immediate closure of that dangerous activity. Critical, caused by procedures that result in serious employee injury, illness, or damage to your systems, requiring immediate correction. Marginal, resulting from operating conditions that cause minor injury, illness, or system damage, but can be counteracted or controlled. Negligible, resulting from operating conditions that cause less than minor or no injuries, illness, or system damage. Probability is the likelihood of a hazard occurring. It's ranked on these scales. Frequent, likely to occur. Probable, will occur several times. Occasional, likely to occur sometime. Remote, unlikely but possible to occur. Improbable, so unlikely that it may never occur. To determine the risk level, you can use these assessment types. Qualitative assessment, subjective evaluation based on personal or expert opinions. You can also apply risk matrices and decision tree models. Quantitative assessment, collect data and use it to calculate the risk level using methods such as event tree analysis, fault tree analysis, and hazard operability studies. Failure modes and effects assessment. Unlike quantitative and qualitative assessments that find a solution after failure, with this method, you'll first identify the possible ways a product or process could fail and find a solution beforehand. Although qualitative assessment is less precise than quantitative analysis, which relies on calculations for accuracy, it's more flexible because it's conducted using fewer resources. Risk matrices are one of the most commonly used qualitative analysis methods. Using a risk matrix to calculate the risk score. A risk matrix is a formula used to determine the risk score by considering the severity of injuries or damage against the probability of incident's occurrence. To calculate the risk level, this is the applicable formula. Risk score equals severity, consequence, probability, likelihood. The more likely an incident will happen, the more severe the injury or damage. After assessing the risk level associated with each identified hazard, it's time to apply appropriate control measures. Step 3, implementing risk control measures. Risk control measures are essential to eliminate or control the potential hazards that your workers may encounter. Implementing such measures is invaluable in safeguarding your workers from harm. When risk is controlled, health and safety regulations are upheld, leading to enhanced productivity for your employees and machinery as well. To extend your machinery's life, a preventative maintenance inspection checklist will help identify potential mechanical and electrical hazards by scheduling inspections and tests, which save your engineering department precious time and costs. We've seen a significant reduction in downtime and long-term costs associated with manual maintenance processes. We're pleased with Fat Finger. J. Williams, Reliability Engineer. Step 4A, documenting and communicating the risk assessment. Once you complete the risk assessment checklist, it's essential to document and communicate the assessment to your audience and monitor the risk control measures implemented. Effective documentation and communication involves providing clear information about how the risks you've identified can be eliminated or minimized through certain measures. You can use these guidelines to help you document and communicate your assessment results. Determine your audience, whether employees, management, stakeholders, or regulatory bodies, so that you'll tailor your document and language accordingly. Provide context around the risk assessment. What procedure did you apply to get to your final assessment results? Incorporate graphs, charts, and other visual aids to break down the information, helping your audience understand it better. Ensure you get subject experts such as stakeholders to review your report. They're critical in validating your report. Keep adding the latest information to the assessment report so that it stays up to date for easy follow-up. Step 5. Monitoring and reviewing risk control measures. By monitoring and reviewing risk control measures, you're ensuring everybody does their work correctly and they're staying safe. To monitor and review these measures, you can define monitoring indicators, such as the number of workers who comply with the risk control measures. Review the number of incidents that have happened after implementing the control measures. Rely on external and internal audits to assess the effectiveness of the control measures. Run smoother and safer operations with Fat Finger digital workflows. As you strive to ensure operations at your manufacturing facility are safe and productive, we understand the frustration of relying on manual workflows. They engulf you in a cocoon of stress and burnout. Fat Finger simplifies the process by ensuring your frontline teams do their maintenance and operations work correctly every time, using checklists, workflows, and digital procedures to unlock operational excellence. They can build and deploy enterprise-grade mobile applications to aid your facility's risk assessment in seconds, using our drag-and-drop no-code builder with real-time artificial intelligence coaching. The world's top-performing companies use our platform, from oil and gas to field services and manufacturing. We've enjoyed working with top companies such as ExxonMobil, Tallgrass Energy, and Linde. Fat Finger is so user-friendly it almost does all the work. It's rare to find a program with everything users need, Katem, Edwards Land. Call 1-800-987-1086. James McDonough and his team are waiting to provide your frontline workers with easy, fast, and digital operations that drive operational excellence. Frequently asked questions. How often should risk assessments be conducted in a large manufacturing facility? There isn't a set timeline to conduct risk assessments. You can perform it annually or every 6 months. However, whenever you have new machines, introduce new procedures, or receive incidents alerts, that's an opportunity to conduct a risk assessment. How much risk is acceptable in a large manufacturing facility? The acceptable risk level depends on the size of your facility, the nature of your manufacturing processes, and regulations governing the industry. That means you can't equate the acceptable risk in larger facilities that run complex processes to the risk in smaller facilities. What is the most effective way to monitor risk control measures? The most effective way is to establish a comprehensive monitoring and evaluation system. This system includes key performance metrics, regular inspections, incident reports, data analysis, and continual improvement through new protocols and technologies.